It was vivified by the creational forces for human advancement. This form of life is basically a separate creation since its ancient beginning. Because of this, it was possible for the early wild humans to mix and mate with space travelers, which created the human race of today. Neglected humans do not develop equally and uncontrolled interbreeding can even be retroactive to development. But at a certain point when spiritual knowledge is lost, the degeneration runs out due to an unconscious striving for self-preservation. A natural recovery occurs towards conscious thinking and self-preservation. This affects body performance according to environmental influences. Such reflexes are not performed in a controlled and rational manner, but outside the process of thinking. When thinking finally begins, then the reflexes are replaced by determination. Actions are then performed in a controlled manner, which complements instinctive reflexes and reason begins. Another kind of instinctual self-preservation occurs naturally when a being becomes incapable of motion. This can be evoked by various dangerous factors such as a lack of oxygen, which leads to paralysis. This includes some of those parts that strive for self-preservation. Thinking stops and body limbs react by reflexes only. Life then proceeds organically, functioning like a machine. When the body is given food, it still digests it, but the brain is unable to realize it. Earth humans, forefathers defined. The human beings on Earth are descended from an extremely high, developed form from the depths of the universe. Because of this, they are well developed in their proportional shape. In this respect, they are equal to the Plejaean race, which is further developed by 3,500 years. Even forms of life that are even further developed, have no better or prettier proportions. There can also be found those that earthly humans would consider ugly. Humans on Earth 6 billion years ago. Early humans encountered aliens. Adam, 4 meters tall. Origins of the many human races. The reason for the existence of so many human races on Earth is a result of human history on Earth. In addition to the 5 basic colored races, others also exist that are completely unknown to humanity. This is partly due to the fact that they live in places where people cannot find them, such as underground and in domed cities within mountains. Occasionally, these races come to the surface and join the crowds of humanity. This is especially true in countries where many races exist so that they do not appear to be any different and they can move about freely. It is more difficult for races with different skin colors, such as those with bluish skin in the region of India. There have also been other colored races that have been dead for a long time. They were also the result of those known as Ahavna TMS Sonza. The Ahavna TMS Sons, or star travelers from the Pleiades system, settled in many star systems with different climates, which affected their appearance in order to accommodate them. This also affected their skin colors, and there are numerous shades in the universe. In addition, the gravity of different worlds affected their body sizes, which varied between 50 centimeters and several meters tall. There were and are creatures in the universe, which were referred to as giants or titans on Earth. They also created descendants here, but they were eradicated because they were often very evil-minded and exercised tyranny. The present races on Earth with different colored skin are the descendants of the different colored Plejaean ancestors that came from different star systems. Human beings on Earth did not descend from the monkey, as scientists have put forward. Plejaean ancestors, who mixed with earthly creatures, known as Aeovaza, created them. This is a designation that means Earth-bearer. All Earth races have a mission. Each human race on Earth must fulfill a mission. If they all finally recognize and acknowledge this truth, they will be able to accomplish it together. No race is preferred over another or considered less than any other race because everyone is in the same boat with the same difficulties and challenges to face. Those termed as the white race have no special mission and are not placed above any others. Races. In ancient times, extraterrestrial races often visited Earth. They exiled their punished elements here, which were evil in their home worlds. But this lasted only a few millenniums and the Earth was left in calm once again for many millions of years. Life of all kinds on Earth developed in natural order except for the human, like creatures that resulted from the mixture of animals and the previous outcast humans. Three special races. IHWHUs, along with newly nominated guardian angels and sub-leaders, controlled three main races of the newly created human beings on Earth. These were the ancestors of those who settled in India, the Black Sea, and the gypsies who traveled in the south of the Mediterranean Ocean, known as the Hebrews. Aryan race. When the Plejurans attempted to locate an entity by the name of Ashtarshan, they were only able to find traces of him that led to a certain place in Germany. It is at a very powerful secret organization known as Ao, the Thule Society. They use telepathic forces and have a great amount of knowledge about extraterrestrial technologies, events, and races. It is their goal to maintain and elevate the white race on Earth, which descended from the past Arius created race. Everything is screened by spiritual forces, which are difficult to penetrate. History of Aryans. See section 6.1. Aztec god Quetzalcoatl. There is no relationship between the Plejer and Quetzal and the entity known as Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl was a very high officer or high supervisor of an extraterrestrial group, which was active in the region known today as Egypt. Because he was very knowledgeable and wise, he was often ordered on special missions. One such mission brought him to South America, where he was worshipped as a god by the Aztec people. He owned a small spaceship, which he could have used to strengthen this impression, but this was not his intention. However, after he met with another commissioner by the name of Huitzilopochtli, he changed his conduct. Hebrews. Arisim was a human extraterrestrial that was one of the most hungry for power. He created a splinter group with many thousands of followers from the peaceful group of Heaven at EMS Suns and sought to subject the Earth and its inhabitants for himself. His method for accomplishing this was through lying, deceiving, misleading, and by teaching wrongful cult heresies with religious lessons of his choosing. His followers were mainly the gypsies of the Nile and the far surroundings of the Mediterranean and Red Seas. They became fanatical followers of his heresies and started to spread them. But the Hebrews, as they were called, later freed themselves from his command when he had to hand over his government to his follower by the name of Jehovah. The Hebrews grew in number and chose themselves as the elected people with the right to form a world government, despite never having been a nation, but simply a gathering of lowly gypsies comprised of many colors and races. Ever since then, they have behaved as pre-selected ones for the control of the Earth. They found a way to realize their desires through Kamigoli, who was the successor of Jehovah. The third race of humans on Earth was an alliance of gypsies that were interspersed with spies and saboteurs of Jehovah, who caused dissension everywhere. They were always eager to rob, burn, and murder. For this reason, the ancient Plejer and forefathers called them Hebrews, Hebrons, and Hebrons. These are names mean gypsies, dregs of society, and outcasts because they constantly incited fights and quarrels that continue to persist today. The present term for gypsies is the wanderers, traveling people, and the unsettled ones. The present people that are known as gypsies have nothing in common with the Hebrons who proclaimed themselves as the chosen ones, just as their descendants, the Jews of today, still pretend this. Peace on Earth will finally happen when the power-hungry and murderous Hebron race connection has become completely scattered. Inca, red-haired, tall ET, descendant Chanka. The Chanka Indians of Peru are tall, of red hair, and are descendants of an extraterrestrial race. Their average height is 7 feet tall and they all retreated to a subterranean village 500 years ago, although they also live in huts above ground. Their lineage traces to the Incas and they kidnap white women. Mongols. Samjace is unable to respond to a question regarding predictions of the Mongols and their earthly government. Sumerians, coming from the north, the son of Arius, Arius II, started a war and attacked the lands known today as India, Pakistan, Persia, etc. They met with the Sumerians, who were peace-loving. They fled and vanished far to the south and became a nation of European-appearing people with dark skin and tall growth. They had risen from a race of Syrians who settled on the earth 33,000 years ago. This was at the same time as the settlement of refugees from the Pleiades system. Among the descendants of Aryus, who had subjugated the lands to the north, there was a large number who preserved themselves as the Ozist until the time of Jihath. This was a group of 160,000 people who were called the Great Aryans because they still advocated the ideas of Aryus. They deserted the government of Jihath and wandered through the lands from northwest to east, plundering as they went. They penetrated into the country where Aryus too had settled with his people and expelled the Sumerians. But the Aryans mingled with the lowly developed native people and forgot their actual origins. People: Hercules, Gilgamesh, Enoch, Shmanuel, Noah. Hercules, Gilgamesh, Enoch, Amitabha, Methusalem, and Noah were all at Hyperborea when it was located in the land known today as Greenland. But Immanuel was in Hyperborea where it exists today in the North American state of Florida. Francisco Franco, death prediction. Mayer is permitted to examine a machine on board some JCTMS spaceship that is capable of displaying the conscious and subconscious thoughts of anyone. He discovers that the subconscious thoughts of Spanish dictator Francisco Franco knows that he will suffer two new heavy heart attacks tomorrow and will die from them. But Mayer is prohibited from disclosing the date of his death prematurely because they are not allowed to interfere or influence future events, or else powerful changes could be affected. Even after Mayer was ordered not to disclose the date of Spanish dictator Franco until it occurred, he wrote down the date of death and mailed it so that Hans Jacob would have proof of his ability to provide accurate predictions. He is told that it is not important that the plagiarians are able to know of coming events in advance and whether they are disclosed publicly or not. But many such revelations would have catastrophic consequences, which is why the plagiarians must remain silent about them. But the ones who want to accept the facts can profit from them. Although Mayer meant well, the plagiarians had to intercept the letter that he mailed until after Franco's death. Gilgamesh, the king and Semi god. Gilgamesh was about 7.5 meters tall according to the Sumerian tradition as measured by the great ancient El measurement. Adolf Hitler, Thule Society. Adolf Hitler was, in many respects, a genius. His knowledge ranged over many areas of technology, science, and in the use of natural forces. He was an incarnated creature of good worth. He was not a human being of highly developed spirit, but he was intelligent with reasoning values and was destined to lead Earth's politics and economics in a certain direction. He was incarnated and educated for this purpose. He was destined to reshape the power of the world and initiate new forms of development. This was carefully controlled and monitored. However, all work was in vain and he was not able to carry out his mission as provided. Through the Thule Society in Germany, the GIS intelligence was able to possess the being of Adolf Hitler and misuse him for their dark and wicked purposes. He was unable to defend himself against that. In addition, many forces in the form of Earth humans had fallen under the control of the GIS intelligences and settled around him. Against these influences, he was unable to resist. As a result, he was forced to go against his own destiny and carry out acts that he did not agree with. His thoughts in books and scripts before the war does not fit with the impressions generally made about him after the war. Adolf Hitler was wickedly misused by the GIS intelligence and the Thule Society. Lee, Gloria. Hans Jacob TMS letter from Rickenbach. Hans Jacob received a letter from a spiritualist named Rickenbach claiming to have had contact with Gloria Lee in a seance. Mayer asked SMJs to verify if the details are correct. But because the individual does not wish their identity to be known, then they are not allowed to enter the personal sphere of another against their will. However, It is possible to determine if the information provided is correct. Details about Rickenbach etc. Tua conducted a search and found a man of about 41 years old, by the name of Alois Rickenbach. He is involved in spiritual, scientific concerns. He is active spiritually, very loyal, and good. It has been 14 years since he was in contact with an entity by the name of Seth, who was from Alpha Centauri. He was on Earth for 11 months. They met unexpectedly and became friends. Seth initiated the man about different matters, explained to him about the pledger and contacts of the future, and asked him to spread this information. However, the man told Seth that he did not feel himself strong enough for that mission and there has been no contact between Seth and the pledgerans. There is little chance of contacting the man because he is suckled with fright and does not have the courage to allow him to be known to others. The pledgerans are not allowed to influence the man or infringe on his freedom of decision. Muck, Otto Muck. Otto Muck, spirit, form of Plato. A German physician by the name of Otto Muck has calculated that Atlantis was destroyed at exactly 7 p.m. on the 6th of June, 8498 BC and exactly as the pledgerans described it. He was only wrong about the date by exactly 1000 years and he wrongly assumed that it was purely a cosmic catastrophe. The pledgerans are aware that he first received and wrote about the legends of Atlantis 2322 years ago for posterity because he is the reincarnation of Plato. Mr. Muck has referred to planetoids as coming from out of the AO Adonis group. He considers the Adonis group as being all of the cosmic bodies known as planetoids. Otto Muck, controlled and inspired 60.173.178. For many years, the pledgerans have controlled Otto Muck, who has been inspired by them for certain things. He should achieve great publicity from the results of his research that will prepare humanity for the truth about the events of Atlantis and Mu. He has accomplished this with a book and a magazine article. Otto Muck, communication with him. Otto Muck has died and left this world. As such, he is no longer readily addressable. In order to do so, he would have to be disturbed in his present state of existence. It is not allowed for the pledgerans to do this without really deep, seated reasons. Noah. Ark built by Hyperboreans. The subterranean race that has been divided into three nations in Mount Shasta, the Aleutian Islands, and Alaska are distant descendants of the real Hyperboreans. They are the distant descendants of those who performed the actual colonization of Earth 12,000 years ago and responsible for the ancient history of the white races. Among them was an IHWH, whom Enoch received great wisdom. Methuselah had also gone to the IHWH and built Nehatiamesh Ark with help from his guardians, which landed on Mount Ararat. Noah did not construct the ark with his family and animals as is falsely reported today. Noah was around 3.1 meters tall. Pope Paul VI poisoned. Mayer asked Sam Jace about a prediction made by Askit that Pope Paul VI would be poisoned shortly after taking office. However, the Pope appears to continue to live. Since all of Askit TMS other predictions came to pass as predicted, he asked why this prediction did not come true and was told that the prediction had come true 2 years after his nomination for being Pope. Sam Jace explained what happened to Mayer under the condition that this information must not be disclosed. Pope Paul VI dethroned and murdered. Mayer was provided with more information regarding the dethronement and murdering of Pope Paul VI, under the condition that it remain confidential. He was also told that, in order for the truth of this immense intrigue and series of murders to never become known, the Catholic office eradicated every drawing and notice of birth registration. As a result, today there does not exist anything that indicates the existence of the true Pope and his relatives. Pope Paul VI, homosexual. The human being that covertly became Pope Paul VI is a homosexual and this was the case before he became the Pope. Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl was a very high officer or high supervisor of an extraterrestrial group, which was active in the region known today as Egypt. Because he was very knowledgeable and wise, He was often ordered on special missions. One such mission brought him to South America, where he was worshipped as a god by the Aztec people. He owned a small spaceship, which he could have used to strengthen this impression, but this was not his intention. However, after he met with another commissioner by the name of Huitzilopochtli, he changed his conduct. Huitzilopochtli, Jai's Intelligences. A leader of the Jai's Intelligences was an extraterrestrial by the name of Huitzilopochtli, who exercised a bloody sacrificial government over the Aztecs. He was insatiable in his demand for sacrificial human blood, and Quetzalcoatl was against this. They became enemies of one another, and each tried to be the leader of the people. But, by wicked deceit and deceptive machinations, Huitzilopochtli succeeded in expelling Quetzalcoatl, who returned to Egypt. Earth humans, characteristics. The proportional beauty of earthly humans was recognized in Old Greece, with humans that surpassed this standard of beauty and were called Aodneza. In that time, humans were abattoir with only a few who were recognized with real beauty and called the Aobutissa. Presently, when people lay aside their greater wildness and consciously care for their appearance, the beauty in their whole outlook becomes apparent. Today, nearly all of humanity on Earth is spoken of as Adonis shapes. This refers to their physiological shape as well as their proportional form. Earthly humans are one of the best-looking human forms of life in the universe, which is only slightly surpassed by their actual ancestors who have reached the best possible perfection in proportion ever seen. Super-earthly beauties are expressed fantasies of ignorant forms of life that want to make believe in their deceptive affirmations of having come in contact with extraterrestrials. In the entire universe, the standard for beauty cannot be surpassed because it is truly limited. When this limit is surpassed, then degeneration results and the concerned person is considered ugly again. So, a super-earthly beauty cannot exist. Every material thing is subject to certain limits that can never be surpassed. Only fantasy is able to surpass these limits, but without ever being able to realize it physically. Materialism and anti-materialism. Tua tells Meir that he holds him in high regard, but cannot see his modesty as a good thing because it does not suit his level of development. He is too modest and, as a result, he is unable to arrange himself to his world regarding material matters. Tua says that it would be better for him and his family if he would care just a little for materialism, which is demanded on Earth. Meir admits to being an anti-materialist, but says this is necessary for him to complete his mission. Tua reminds him that the prophets before his time depended upon donations in order to exist. Evolutional law, different poles. Always, two differently oriented poles must come together in order for evolution to progress. This means that these two poles constantly rub each other and two different opinions are pushed together. As a result of this, for purposes of evolution, differences of opinion arise. This is an irrevocable law of evolution, which all creatures in all universes are subjected. Duplicity of Earth humans. Meir asks Samjace why he was always urged to give lectures and write articles. She says that this was necessary for the plagiarians to examine the reality of human behavior on Earth. For several years, the Earth was only watched and recorded by the plagiarians. Their attention was mainly directed at some ufology groups. Information was mainly derived from the writings of these groups and evaluated. This gave the impression that humanity was ready for contact. Because they were not allowed to analyze the innermost thoughts of people, they were unable to realize the forms of thinking of humanity as being very complicated and illogical. Because of this thinking process, earthly humans were able to write and publish information that was completely different and distorted than how they actually thought. Unfortunately, the plagiarians were only able to discover this when they came into personal contact with Meir and learned, with his help, the truth about earthly human thinking. Afterwards, they were able to work with this matter in the proper way. They had to realize that they had been deluding themselves for decades regarding the double character of humanity. Such duplicity was completely unknown to them because they had never experienced it before. This has caused the pledgerans to become informed in detail about the real conditions of human thinking on Earth. They ordered Meyer to produce lectures and articles to reach the broad mass of the world at TMS Public for a worldwide examination. This revealed the true opinions and views of the earthly humans to them. Thanks to Meyer TMS Group, they reached all of the circles important to them. Governments, which received Meyer TMS explanations with great interest, forwarded special orders so that the public was able to confront these problems, which no ufology group has succeeded in accomplishing. The ufologists were of the greatest importance to the pledgerans, for they needed to explore their real views. They were successful in accomplishing this, but the result was very depressing. It showed that earthly humans were still not able to dedicate themselves in any real manner to the existence of extraterrestrials and their concerns. These ufologists, who were tasked with spreading the truth and preparing the way for alien contacts, have humiliated themselves as a primitive, semi-scientific sect that only spread their nonsense of self-constructed theories. This has resulted in distancing humanity even more from the truth. 34% chance of Meyer rejecting contact. Regarding Meyer TMS participation in the pledger and examination of actual human thinking, he says that he surely would have done so because he is straightforward in wanting to help, even if there is no hope of success. Sam Jace states that their calculations showed that there was a 34% probability that he would have acted against their wishes and their examinations would have failed. This percentage is astonishingly low and demonstrates his logic. Meyer says that sometimes, he can be a little sensible and always hopes for the responsibility of humanity on Earth. Sam Jace agrees with him and says they often have the same concerns. Presents, usually given as obligation. When Meyer brings a wrapped present to Sam Jace from Herbert, she says that she cannot accept any goods. He tells her that it is a present and not goods. Goods represent a payment while a present is equal to feelings of love and a desire to delight another. She states that this definition does not agree with her understanding of earthly human behavior and asks if this is only his understanding of a few same-minded people. He says that is possible. People generally give presents only when they feel obligated to do so and usually under mutual exchange. Meyer strives to ensure that misunderstandings do not occur with the true meaning of words and their intent. As a result, long explanations are always necessary. Sam Jace unwraps the present and is pleasantly surprised to discover that it is a soft and warm teddy bear. She expresses her delight and her gratitude for it, but is confused by her emotions. See section 4.3.1, Humans Governed by Materialism. Earthly humans have become governed by their material side. As a result, their evolution runs in this direction while their spiritual side is injured and falls behind. Their technologies are more developed than their spiritual evolution. Materialism, influence of earlier ages. The material thinking of earthly humans is very decisive for their lives of feelings. The more that people entangle themselves with the material thinking of earlier ages, the more they are influenced by a life of feelings based on greed and possessions. Step by step, they have connected their material thinking to the feeling portion of the brain, which has resulted in a feelings, thought complex. This has caused the feelings of love and hate to be impregnated by material values, resulting in a hunger to possess love and a greed for hate. Materialism and anti-materialism. The more non-materialistic the thinking of earthly humans become, the more distance there is from the thinking for possessions. So, the standard of liberation at each spiritual level, in respect to the thinking about possessions, really serves as a measurement of the level of evolution. A fully, anti-materialistic thinking human being is no longer able to experience envy because the thinking has become all-encompassing, which considers all possessions unworthy. Instead, all general goods are thought, with love and delight, to be common for everyone within the observance of the law. Illogical thinking of Earth humans. Sam Jace expresses concern about the dangers to Meyer TMS life. She says that the illogical nature of earthly humans cause many worries for the pledgerans and are often led astray by this. As a result, she asks him to protect himself until they have undertaken the means for eliminating the danger. He agrees, but asks if things are really that serious. She states that he does not think correctly and should consider this matter earnestly. Different influenced elements will not shrink from any means to stop him. No lie will be too great for them in this purpose.